So pretty, sounds like a country record.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
Okay, the next question. 20 questions. We're playing with Get to Know Your 48s. And this one is only if you're a Beatles fan. This was Heath's idea. Your favorite Beatle. Let's start with you, Eric.
I mean, Paul McCartney, right?
Always a good choice. I mean, there's so many. Let's go back here. Richie.
Favorite Beatle?
Ringo.
Yeah. Of course.
All right. Anthony Erig. Everybody wants to know your favorite Beatle.
It's not just because I want to be different, but George Harrison.
Yeah. I know. Right?
Yeah. That guy has something special.
Clint, how about you?
I think I'm going to go with Dung. Dung Beetle?
Dung Beetle. You can't have. Is that the one with the pinchers? I think that's what you think of this question. And I was wondering if you had a favorite Beetle. A lightning bug is a Beetle.
The Beatles are one of those bands that I know a lot of their music, but I never listen to religiously. Maybe Paul McCartney?
Nice. I like that.
But I'd have to dig into that one. I'll get back to you next year.
Next question. We'll dip into the country field because that was a little out there. Thanks, Heath, for the question. That was very nice. I'm going to say George Harrison, hands down. It was a tie. Right, Richie? All right, well, we're going to try an original. When I was little, I wanted to sing on Hee Haw. All I wanted to do was be a country singer. And I would practice in my room. I mean, I had the hairbrush, the curling iron, the whole thing. And I got to join my mother's country band, and it was like a dream come true right there in eighth grade. And when I turned 27, I wrote my very first song, and it was so moving for me. It just kind of changed my whole outlook on music in general. And I feel like, you know, I kind of found my voice at that point. And these boys are so good up here. They let me work up a number. This is one I wrote many years ago. Heath was the first one to hear this song. And we're going to try it for you. It's one called So Embarrassing. I want to tell one more thing about this. My husband and I lived in the Nashville area for a few years. And I had just released an album called Dandelion when we got there. And I was driving around real late at night with my three boys in the back seat. They were all sleeping. And I was turning my dial on the AM radio. And this song had just been released, and there it was on AM radio right there in Tennessee. It was so moving. I know. And I keep it right here in my heart because I haven't heard it on the radio since. But it was there one time, way back when.
There's a great music video for this one, too, by the way.
Can I get a little more of that?
Go to YouTube and search up So Embarrassing.
Yeah, thank you.